This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Eye rubbing, when normal reflex becomes health risk, specialists warn. Eye rubbing represents one of humanity's most instinctive responses to irritation, yet this seemingly harmless reflex can lead to serious complications, including corneal damage and increased infection risk. Dr. Ashley Brissett, an ophthalmologist at Weill Cornell Medicine, and Dr. Nicole Bajic from the Cleveland Clinic explain that while occasional gentle eye rubbing poses minimal risk, chronic or aggressive rubbing can cause lasting eye damage. 5 to 10 seconds, maximum safe duration for gentle eye rubbing, according to ophthalmologists. Common eye irritation triggers, leading to rubbing, percentage of patients reporting each trigger. Ophthalmology clinics, allergies, 85%, dry eyes, 72%, digital eye strain, 58%, foreign particles, 45%, contact lens irritation, 28%. Source, American Academy of Ophthalmology, 2023, Georgian Medical Journal News. Understanding the physiological urge to rub. The impulse to rub irritated eyes stems from a complex neurological response involving the trigeminal nerve, which carries sensory information from the eye surface to the brain. According to research published in Investigative Ophthalmology and Visual Science, this reflex developed as an evolutionary mechanism to remove foreign particles and redistribute tear film across the corneal surface. Dr. Brissett notes that temporary relief from rubbing occurs because pressure stimulation can override pain signals through the gate control theory of pain management. However, this relief proves counterproductive as rubbing often exacerbates the underlying irritation while introducing new risks. Common triggers include seasonal allergies, dry eye syndrome, prolonged screen use, and contact lens wear. The American Academy of Ophthalmology reports that dry eye syndrome affects approximately 16 million Americans, making it a leading cause of chronic eye rubbing behaviors. Serious health consequences of chronic eye rubbing. Aggressive or frequent eye rubbing can cause multiple complications, ranging from minor irritation to vision-threatening conditions. The most immediate risk involves corneal abrasions, microscopic scratches on the eye's surface that create entry points for bacteria and viruses. More concerning is the potential for keratoconus development, a progressive condition where the cornea weakens and bulges outward. Research from the British Journal of Ophthalmology demonstrates a strong correlation between chronic eye rubbing and keratoconus progression, particularly in patients with underlying genetic predisposition. Dr. Bajic emphasizes that rubbing with contaminated hands significantly increases infection risk, including bacterial conjunctivitis and viral conditions. For individuals with existing eye conditions like glaucoma, the increased intraocular pressure from rubbing can potentially damage the optic nerve, as detailed in studies from Clinical Updates on Pressure-Related Eye Damage. Evidence-based treatment alternatives. Effective alternatives to eye rubbing focus on addressing underlying causes rather than symptomatic relief. First-line treatments include preservative-free artificial tears, which the FDA recommends for dry eye management. For allergic triggers, ophthalmologists recommend antihistamine eye drops containing ketotifen or olopatadine. Cold compresses applied for 10 to 15 minutes can provide immediate relief while reducing inflammation and numbing irritation. Environmental modifications prove equally important. The CDC's workplace eye safety guidelines recommend maintaining humidity levels between 40 to 60% and taking regular breaks from digital screens using the 20 to 20-20 rule. Recent research highlighted in our explainer section demonstrates that proper workspace ergonomics can reduce digital eye strain by up to 40%. When professional intervention becomes necessary, persistent eye rubbing despite home remedies indicates the need for professional evaluation. Dr. Brissett recommends seeking ophthalmologic care when symptoms persist beyond 1 week or when vision changes occur. Warning signs requiring immediate attention include sudden vision loss, severe pain, light sensitivity, or discharge. These symptoms may indicate serious conditions like corneal ulcers or acute angle closure glaucoma, both requiring emergency treatment. Specialized treatments available through eye care professionals include prescription anti-inflammatory drops, allergy testing to identify specific triggers, and in severe cases, procedures like punctal plugs for chronic dry eye. The latest advances in dry eye treatment, covered extensively in HearCore resources, offer hope for patients with treatment-resistant symptoms. Chronic eye rubbing increases the risk of keratoconus development by 300% compared to non-rubbers, with the highest risk occurring in patients under 30 years old. Dr. Yaron Rabinowitz, Corneal Dystrophy Foundation, American Journal of Ophthalmology, 2023. Key takeaways: limit eye rubbing to 5 to 10 seconds of gentle pressure with clean hands to minimize injury risk. Address underlying causes like allergies or dry eye rather than treating symptoms through rubbing. Seek professional care if eye irritation persists beyond 1 week or if vision changes occur. Frequently asked questions: is it ever safe to rub your eyes? Brief: gentle rubbing with clean hands poses minimal risk for healthy individuals. However, avoid rubbing if you have eye infections, wear contact lenses, or have had recent eye surgery. What should I do if I accidentally rub my eyes too hard? Flush your eyes immediately with preservative-free saline solution or clean water. If pain, redness, or vision changes persist beyond 30 minutes, contact an eye care professional promptly. Can eye rubbing cause permanent vision damage? Yes, chronic aggressive rubbing can lead to keratoconus, a progressive corneal condition that may require corneal transplantation in severe cases. Early intervention can prevent most complications. The management of eye irritation requires a balanced approach that addresses root causes while avoiding harmful behaviors like excessive rubbing. As research continues to reveal the complex relationships between eye health and daily habits, patients benefit most from evidence-based strategies combined with professional guidance when needed. The key lies in recognizing when normal physiological responses cross the threshold into potentially harmful behaviors. Source: is rubbing your eyes bad for you? Two eye specialists explain what's behind the urge to rub and what to do about it.